If you guys would turn in your Bibles this evening to Genesis 3, verse 15, we'll be there in just a second. It's been a while since I've been before you guys, so hopefully I don't mess up. May the force be with you. May the force be with you always. It sounds familiar, doesn't it? A lot of you might be like, oh yeah, I know that. That's from the movie Star Wars, which was in like 1980. And that's true. But let me tell you something else. May God be with you. May God be with you always. I know some of you haven't seen Star Wars, so let me explain something about it. It's a battle of good versus evil. And the chosen one overthrowing the evil emperor. It sounds familiar, doesn't it? Look over in Genesis 3, verse 15. Genesis 3:15. It says, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. It talks here about the man bruising the head of the serpent and the heel of the serpent bruising the heel. But since I started with Star Wars, let's go over to Luke 23. Luke chapter 23 and verses 44 through 47. And it says here, it was now about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. While the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two, then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And having said this, he breathed his last. Now when the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God, saying, certainly, this man was innocent. This talks about Jesus' death. The chosen one has died. He has fallen. The man's heel was bruised. But then, what happens in 3 days? Luke 24, 1 through 6. 24, 1 through 6. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went into the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus, while they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, Why do you seek the living with the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee? This talks about him rising. The devil was crushed. The evil emperor was overthrown. So what does this mean for us, you might be saying? Or maybe you're saying, I don't follow. How do you get overthrown if he still exists? He is overthrown because now we can be saved. Now the devil has no hold over us if we don't let him. We see that in Acts 2:38 and Mark 16:16. If we believe and are baptized, we are saved. We aren't stuck in a place under the law that can't save us. Another thing that's talked about a lot in Star Wars is allowing the Force to flow through you. Well, some denominations say that this is accepting Jesus into your heart as your personal Savior. However, in reality, it is allowing God to fill your actions. Allow everything you do to be showing God through you. And I think a passage that sums this up is Colossians 3:17. Colossians 3:17, it says here, And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And if you don't like that one, then you can go over to James 2, where it talks specifically about our works and how our works prove our faith and how we show God through our works. So, allow the Force, allow God to flow through you tonight. Accept Jesus, believe in God, come to him, and be baptized into his name. And don't allow the darkness, because once you start down a dark path, forever will it dominate your destiny. Turn to the light side, John 1:1-5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was the light, and the light was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness could not comprehend it. If you come forward now, we can help you get started towards God, or bring you back to the light. Allow yourself to be helped. Come forward now as we stand and sing.